Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, I'm going to start with a positive. For Cody, good news, and I would imagine he'll be back in the squad after becoming a dad.
Yeah. Little Samuel is born. Don't know the time exactly, but according to him, everything fine. Mom well, boy well, father well, and back in training yesterday.
After the Merseyside derby, obviously Virgil spoke about looking at yourselves in the mirror and rediscovering that desire in the tight race. I know you spoke about needing to get your own results right, otherwise whatever Arsenal or City do is irrelevant. But whether or not you expect City and Arsenal to drop points between now and the end of the season, how do you pick yourselves up to go again and make sure that those two above you don't have a comfortable ride?
Yeah, that's definitely the job, and it's a challenge as well. So because I can't remember I've ever been as disappointed or frustrated after a game like I was after the Everton game. And it's, I lost, obviously, unfortunately, a lot of games in my life. But it was special. We were not there. And you see the other two teams playing, Arsenal and City. Well, I didn't watch it, but I know, obviously, about the games. And playing very positive football, high results, blah, blah, blah. We are where we are on the table because we are able to play positive football in this decisive area. We don't play positive football. I blame myself absolutely for that. I don't know how it happened, but I'm responsible for the mood the team is in, and this team was not. I don't say now it's the best place, Goodison Park, for a Liverpool team to play the most positive football. You have to put a fight out there, stuff like this. We lost pretty much all the decisive battles, at least. That was really, really bad. But in general, it's now like 1 or 2 weeks where we are just not, we don't play positive football. We have chances, blah, 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 all these kind of things. But in the end, it always feels we are catching up with something. We try to catch up with something, and it's not that how it was. So now, quickest possible turnaround. And we have to do that. So sounds already great, you have to be positive. So something is not right in that phrase, but I will try my absolute everything that I can enjoy a little bit of our football again, because that was obviously not possible in the last game, not possible at all. And that's it. And I cannot sit here and say I think they still feel us around. I'm pretty sure Arsenal and City see it now as a two-horse race. They might have to say something else publicly, but they don't expect for themselves to lose two games from now on. I don't think so. I don't expect them to do that. If they do it, we would be completely silly if we would then not be around. So I don't think it will happen, but if it happens, then we should be there. That means we have to win our football games, starting with West Ham against an opponent who is in, maybe, I'm not 100% sure, but maybe similar situation as we are, because they lost their last game properly, I think. So they want and have to show a reaction. We want and have to show a reaction. So let's see who can do that better.
I'm going to ask you if there's two final things I can put to you, just because I need to come back at something there, because you said that you take responsibility.
Of course I do.
At the same time, though, isn't it something to do with the relative inexperience of the group as a whole being in this position? Because there's so much change.
Just, look, we can mention a lot of stuff. Is it possible that we were a bit tired or whatever? Yeah, of course. It's tough, long season for different reasons. Not all the players played all the games, but they are coming back from injuries. Trent Alexander-Arnold, as an example, played outstanding in the, against Fulham, and then against Everton, was it a little bit too much? Maybe, but we need him, obviously. So can he be on top of his game? Nah, probably not. Others play all the time, or very often, or were injured. First time in their career, really, for a long time, stuff like this. So And of course, not in a good moment, one or two as well. So it's that's the situation. Tough schedule, definitely. But inexperience as well. So of course I could. So did anybody expect us to be champion, become champion at the beginning of the season? No, but it developed in this direction. We go now to Aston Villa. They have a few points less than us, so we need still points to be definitely, and Tottenham, we need still points to be definitely qualified for the Champions League, which is obviously a real target. But nobody here is happy at all. But that's the, because they're probably happy at Aston Villa. We're happy with the situation, and rightly so, rightly so. Just to explain how different it is, we cannot go back to the point where we say, but it's good enough. It is very good, but because we were that close, of course, we are very, very disappointed in this moment in time. And that's how it is. We cannot change that. Is this group not as experienced as the group we had before? Yes, of course. So they will. That's the good thing about it. The worst thing about a defeat is if you don't learn from it. So we have to learn from it in the short term, not like this anymore. And the boys have to learn from it in the long term as well, with different manager next year, stuff like this. But they will be in similar situations, and that's obviously what they can use in these moments. Experience you cannot buy, you only can make yourself. So we made a really tough one. And now let's hope we can use that in the short term for the next game. In the long term, it will help, definitely.
And as you said, a new manager, can I ask, obviously, on a slot that said that he would like to be your successor. He said that last night. What do you think of him as a coach and a possible successor to you? And how would you describe the job that he would be taking on?
So I didn't read anything, but Tony told me that Arne said something. So I don't know anything about it. Not involved in the process, just to clarify that. So club-wise, I mean. I would like a lot about it at the first moment, that if he is the one that he wants to take the job, really, and is desperate, well, come on, let's go for it, excited, rather. I like the way his team played football. I can say that definitely. All the things I hear about him as a guy, good guy. Some people I know him. I don't know him yet, but some people tell me that he's a really good guy, and I like that a lot. So, good coach, good guy. Looking forward for the club if he's the solution. Or the man, then I'm more than happy. It's not up to me to judge the things up, but that sounds all really good to me. What was the rest of the question?
What kind of job is he taking? How would you describe it?
Best job in the world, best club in the world, best job in the world. And obviously now help even with not finishing on a high, it looks like. So there's space for improvement, let me say it like that. Great job, great team, fantastic people. It would take a really, really interesting job.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, Jürgen. Hi. Just to build on what you said there, really, about finishing on a high, four games left. What's the process? How do you approach these final four?
Step by step. Game by game, but we are going to do it differently. So we obviously played just the other night and play tomorrow at 12:30. So in 24 hours, pretty much, that's it. And that's the first game we think about, we are concerned about. Then we have the first normal weeks for ages, so with long turnarounds. And that's it. So don't get me wrong. Nobody gave up here. We just need to be realistic. So we need, I think both of them must lose two games. First of all, we have to win four, and they have to, if they have to lose two games. They didn't lose two games, I don't know since when, so why should it start now? But if it happens, we have to be there, stuff like this. That's the situation. I'm not this kind of guy who's like, we will be 100%, we get them, and everybody thinks this is a bit dumb or what. I might be, but not in that way. So, that's it. That's the approach. How is that? I didn't like our football, and I hope I can help the boys to play better and much more positive football again.
And as for West Ham, they've been a little bit of a mixed bag this season. You said it before that they'll need to show a reaction.
No, I don't say they need to show. I think they want to.
Okay.
It's not about me to tell them what they have to show. Actually, I would hope for a lot of things, but not that they show a reaction. But yeah, what?
And what have you made of them so far, particularly over the last few games?
I David is one of the best colleagues. We don't have time really to spend together, but we spoke actually over the years a lot before games or whatever. Like him a lot, respect him a lot. I think he's doing an incredible job, to be honest. I like the team they have. It's offensively, really talented. Good transfers. Bowen said it a couple of times, one of my favorite players, like a lot, the way he developed since he came from Hull. Kudus, super talented. Paqueta, Michael Antonio, top striker. So it's that's a really, and when Bowen plays up there, then they find another solution. These kind of things. Ward Prowse, super smart signing for West Ham, I have to say. And then all the other guys settle around. So I think I heard once a press conference of David when he said, what do you want us to achieve? So there are six teams in the league. They have to be in this moment in time above West Ham. Not all of them are, but I would say they have to. And that means seventh is pretty much the best you can achieve. And they did that and better now for a few years. I really think he's doing a ridiculous job there, to be honest, and ridiculously well, a good job. And that's it.
Hi.
Hi.
If there are no more twists now in the title race, and that is it, how will you assess the end of your final season?
I would not assess it now, especially. So I have no clue. So I'm not in a mood to give up, to wave the white flag, to these kind of things. I just think we have to look first after ourselves, just make sure we play better football. I said after the game, why should a team who plays like us against Everton, why should we be champion? So, but the football we played before, a lot of good stuff, surprisingly good stuff. In January, we looked invincible, undefeatable, with a deflated squad, with really problems, but everybody went the same direction, go for it. We were a real pain for everybody, squeezed out results, or played really well. So everything was kind of a mix of a lot of things. So we deserve to be where we are. And now we have to use it. I want us to use the situation. I want us to don't feel the pressure for whatever reason. It is, we the individual performances were not great now, in that not only individual, that it sums up to a not great team performance in that game and maybe in one of the other games as well. But the boys are incredible footballers. So when I see it as my job to create an atmosphere where they can be the best version of themselves. And that's obviously what I failed. I don't know how, and I had now, if 40, 50 hours time to think about it. I don't know where it happened, but I didn't see anything of what we wanted to be at the Everton game, to be honest. So, and So now we had another few hours, and now we try to be much more ourselves again.
Can you go back? Any more? James?
Just with Darwin and Mo, how can you get them going again?
That's always the most tricky thing to do. Eh? So strikers not striking, not scoring, it's like whatever I say. It's tricky. Strikers have to go through these things. So that's how it is. That's a striker's life. Goalkeeper's life is make 500 saves and one holer. And everybody talks about this. Striker's life, you score all the time, then you don't score. For a while, and then everybody asks you why you don't score. So it's the most difficult thing in the world, and can sometimes be the most easy thing in the world. Depends who the assists you get. We had obviously good chances against Everton. I saw as well we were a bit in a rush in finishing them off. So we have to calm ourselves down, create again, and try to get in the right positions to finish the situations off. But if there would be the one solution who brings each striker after missing a few chances directly back to his best, there would be a really rich man who can write that book, or woman who can write that book. And it's, you have to go through it. And I try to help them to speeding it up. That says nothing about the quality of the boys, it's just a moment. And generally, our timing is not fantastic for that in a moment for all of us, so that we just now are not, or were not, I wouldn't say, were not great for these last 2 weeks or so, or part of that. Yeah, timing is not great, and I'm really sorry for that, but it is how it is, and now we have to, we won't start again. We have 4 games to go, 12 points to get. If you ask me, I want them all.
Apologies, squeeze for time. It's my fault. Andy at the back last one.
Connor and Diogo, how are they progressing?
Yeah, both not ready. Progressing well, not ready. And I nobody told me yet they will start training in the next few days. So, yeah, I think that will take time a little bit.